Poslušate slovensko oddajo na ta dan petek 29. aprila 2016. V Melbourneu stoji bolj majhno slovensko društvo, ki bo letos praznovalo svojo 35. obletnico obstoja, to je Slovensko društvo St. Albans. Včasih so se imenovali Veseli lovci, to društvo se je ustanovilo v letu 1981 in sedanji predsednik društva je gospod Mario Jakin, ki sem ga tudi večkrat imel kot gosta na naši slovenski oddaji na radiju SBS in sem ga tokrat povabil, da nam nekaj več pove o aktivnosti in dogajanj pri društvu St. Albansu. Mario, ponovno dober dan na naši slovenski oddaji na radiju SBS in lep pozdrav.
Hvala lepa, Lenti, pozdrav tebe and vse naše poslušalce.
Welcome to the program, Mario. We'll just speak in English. You've been president of the Slovenian Association in St. Albans for how many years?
This is the fifth year I've held that position down there, Lenti. I originally joined the club around 2003 and from that time on got involved in the committee, was vice president there for a couple of years and eventually took on the role in 5 years ago to be president, yes.
What's unique about the Slovenian Association in St. Albans?
Our club, as you said there, Naša Odorana je boj majhna od sve klubu u Australiji. We're a small club, but we're a very close-knit club down there. And we have certain functions through the year, and we're famous for our pig on the spit, those picnic functions that we have on a Sunday afternoon, and also Kolina, you know, for making our krvavice, sausages down there. People look forward to Kolina every year. And that's coming up in July, and Slouts and everybody there will be making krvavice for that function. We have those functions every couple of months, and generally keeps the club going and keeps keeps that culture and the music and the vibes and going for the Slovenian community.
Mario, this interview has been a little bit later in eventuating, namely because last year when I tried contacting you on a number of occasions, you were unavailable, and we actually did send out the SBS search party to try and locate you, but you're in Slovenia, and we couldn't speak to you, unfortunately, at that time.
Yeah.
So you're unable, obviously, to introduce the committee for this year. Who are the other members of the committee besides yourself being president?
I had spent a lovely 3 months over there in Slovenia and Italia, down in Croatia there, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But the committee members down there are, we've got Slavko Blatnik as the vice president, Mojca Blatnik as the secretary, Dale Matthews, there's an odd name in there, Dale Matthews.
I was just going to say, Murray, Matthews is a very Slovenian surname.
Lovely name, but Dale's our treasurer. And then we've got the other committee members there. They are Milica Dula, Janko Dula, Mimi Blatnik's there, Rafko's there. There's eight of us on the committee there. Very tight committee and working very hard, of course, to keep the club going.
What about attendances?
Attendances are an issue. It's always a challenge to promote the club and get people to come down. They're steady down there. There's no sensational figures with people coming there, but we do get our 70, 80 people coming to the club. Most of them are non-members. Can you believe that? We've got 120-odd members, and it always turns out that we get more Nechlani, Kachlani that come to the club, which is a little bit disappointing. Our next function will be on Sunday, May the 8th, will be Mother's Day, and Nash Trio will be playing, and everybody's welcome to come along.
Nash Trio. We haven't really mentioned much about this group of musicians, and you happen to be a part of this band.
We basically play the traditional music, the waltzes and the polkas. I play guitar and sing. You got Slavko Blatnik's on diatonic accordion there, and backup singer, and then we've got Andy Turk now, Andrutok, he plays the bass for us. The three of us have been playing for a few functions like this, and it's quite good. And we do that because we love the music, we love the club. That's one of the things that I can give back if I'm willing to do this sort of thing. I love doing this sort of stuff. So Nash Trio is there, and hopefully it'll be there for a long time to come.
You're more or less the house band at St. Albans, and you perform for free every time.
Yeah, we did this right from the start. When we formed the band, I said, right, I'll do this for free. It's something I can do for the club. And mainly because, you know, I enjoy doing this. I enjoy playing the music. I enjoy doing it for free. And I've always said that this club, St. Albans Club, has always given me more than I can give them. So anything I can do for the club to help, financially or otherwise, I'll do that for that for the St. Albans Club.
Mario, letos poste tudi praznovali 35. obletnico obstoja društva. Mario, the 35th anniversary of the Slovenian Association St. Albans, how are you going to celebrate this special event?
It'll be a very important time for us, and the committee will come together at the time and work out how to celebrate it. It'll be all bells and whistles and bands and whatever and dignitaries and all that sort of thing to encourage the people to come down and share in it, because it is a great pleasure and a great honour to keep a club going for 35 years and keep a club going successfully. And hopefully by doing that, we can do it for another 35 years, Lenti.
It's an ongoing issue where the younger generation, the second and third generations, on the whole, don't really seem to be interested in getting involved in the Slovenian community, particularly with regards to the future running of the clubs as the older generation is slowly dying off and moving on?
It's a big issue, and I've been asked this question hundreds of times. How do we get young people to get involved in the club? And I think one of the reasons here is, Lenti, I think one of the reasons that we haven't attracted the young people is because our clubs haven't updated themselves. Same amenities, same facilities, same that. And that might have been all right in the 1980s and 90s, but now, today, there's nothing there at the clubs for the young people to go there. So that's maybe one reason why the young people, you might get them there once to the clubs, but it's harder to get them there to keep coming there because there's nothing for them to do or see or be part of. Maybe, Lenti, the answer is that maybe one day, if we want to keep the tradition going, we build a completely new club. New modern club, new modern facilities. Yeah, maybe it is a time to make one club, one Slovenian facility, one big club, I don't know where, pick a spot somewhere and just build it so all the Slovenians can meet and all the good people come together and run that club. And maybe that is the only answer at this stage for the clubs.
Gospod Mario Jakin, zelo smo bili veseli, da smo vas imeli kod gosta na današnji slovenski oddaj na Radio SBS. Najlepša hvala da ste se nam pridružili. Hvala lepa še enkrat, Mario.
Hvala lepa, Lenti, and all the best to everybody out there, and thank you very much.